And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Today I want to begin by talking about something very important, which I've been talking about for the past several weeks now. It's about stress. Most of you, if not all of you, are stressed out. And if you're like most people, in other words, if you're like 99% of people, your problem is that you are overreacting. You're overreacting to things that are occurring. And the proof positive is, well, let me just ask you a couple of questions. Do you become irritated at people? Do you become impatient? Do you become irritated when you're in a traffic jam? Are you impatient when you're standing in line? Do you get angry at anyone? Do you get unhappy? Do you get jealous? Do you get bummed out about things? Do you feel down? These are all reactions. These are all reactions to things in life. Now, you can also see it in your body. Our bodies today are becoming more and more overreactive. If you look at people, look at how reactive people are. People are suffering from all kinds of issues and allergies and things like that. Very reactive, very sensitive. What is going on? Why are we so reactive in body, in mind, in emotions? What's happening? Well, the problem is, for most people, is that they've become unbalanced and externally directed. In other words, you take your cues for your behavior from the outside. You react to what someone says or what they did or what they mentioned or what happened. See? React, react, react. But what you have to learn is how not to react. How not to react. How to go through life, okay, and respond to things, but respond with patience. See, if you go through life and you have some aplomb, a steady hand, balanced, a bit of distance to things, what the French call la belle indifférence, okay? If you have that, then you will observe things occurring, but you won't react to them. That doesn't mean that you won't sometimes respond. You'll have something to say, perhaps, or something to do, but when you respond, it won't be out of emotion. It won't be out of reaction. It'll be coming from within, from principle, from what's right, from what's wise, from what makes sense. So all of your problems can be solved if you can learn to reconnect with your inner ground of good and then flow from within. It's that simple. Now, what has happened now is that you have become conditioned to oversee. Not only do you react and overreact, but you've become conditioned to react. Okay, so your body and your emotions react. See, even if you don't want to. Even if you don't want to, if you get up in the morning and say, I'm not going to get upset today, I'm not going to become angry, I'm not going to become irritated, I'm not going to become impatient, I'm going to take things on an even keel and not sweat the small stuff. And you tell yourself all that stuff intellectually, but then you go out in the world and before you know it, you're reacting. Your body and your mind and your emotions react, see, and you can't stop yourself. So that's one problem. And your other problem is that you react to your reactions. In other words, You get angry at someone and then you resent having gotten angry. Or something gets to you and then you resent that it got to you. Or you say, well, I'm not going to become angry or impatient. And you go out in the world and then you become angry and impatient and then you resent yourself. See? So you see how one thing leads to another and it's all negative. So how are we going to stop this thing? How are you going to nip it in the bud and start to live properly from now on? How are you going to do that? Well, I can help you. I've been helping people for 25 years, helping people find some spiritual discipline with the help of a Christian meditation. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Pastor Roland. I'm a pastor, but I don't have a big church. I don't have any church, actually. I guess you guys are my church. You guys are my church. I help people on the internet. I help people on the radio. I've been doing this for 25 years. Okay? I've been doing this for 25 years. First of all, I buy the airtime myself. I pay for the time on this station. They don't pay me, I pay them. I buy the time. And this is an infomercial. Okay? It's an infomercial, which means the radio time is very expensive. I buy it myself. I pay for it out of my own pocket. Okay? And so I'm doing this as a labor of love, as a way of helping people. I was helped, so I want to help other people. And I know that a lot of you want to live properly. You want to live right. You don't want to resent your partner. You don't resent your kids. You don't want to become angry. You don't want to be angry and upset. You know all about the beautiful Christian virtues of patience and kindness and long-suffering and all these beautiful virtues, but you fail to put them into practice because you're making some simple mistakes. Okay, so I want to help you. I want to help you to be a better Christian or a better person, or if you're not a Christian, a better spiritual person, just a better person. Not so you can show off to people or anything, but simply so that you can do what's right and live rightly. See, if you know what's right, but you also want to live rightly. Otherwise, there's a contradiction between what you know and what you do. So I can help you. And I'm telling you. Oh, and the other thing I need to mention, I have to mention this, and that is that I buy the airtime, so I can't buy very much. I can only buy 15 minutes on most stations. So here I am. This is probably the only time I'm going to be on this station this week. I'm on once a week. So this may be the only time in your life that you hear me. So I beg of you, I entreat you, I implore you to write down the web address so that you can find me again, so you can find my meditations. They're exquisite. See, I have studied for 25 years. I have studied Christian mysticism. I've studied some of the great Christian writers and mystics, okay, and spiritual people down through the ages. People like Augustine, Francois Fenelon, Madame Guyon, Miguel Molinos, St. Thomas a Kempis, Brother Lawrence, Teresa of Avila, okay? And of course I love A.W. Tozer, people like that. See, sincere people, thoughtful people, and people who seem to have found something special. They found a relationship with God, even as Enoch did, or Moses, or Elijah, or Paul. They walked with God. See, and these Christian mystics have tried in their writings to help you to find it also. But what I have done is with the books that I have written and with my meditations, especially with my meditation, I can help you to find what they have. See, you can read their writings, but then you still don't know how to implement it in your own life. Well, then you come to me read a little bit of what I have to have written and try the meditation, the beautiful spiritual Christian meditations. In fact, my newest ones are free. I've made them free. My easy meditation or my prayer meditation, they're both free. Then try them and see if you can implement what some of the great Christian mystics and spiritual people have had. See if you can implement it in your own life. Okay? Then you'll be a better Christian, okay? Or a better person, okay? A better mom, a better dad, see? A better partner, okay? So remember, I'm only on this short time. You may never hear me again, so be sure to write down the web address so that you can go to it and so that you can try the meditation. Now, what you need to do, see, is so, and then the other thing, I said that you get upset too easily. I said that you become upset, and then I said you become conditioned. Your body is conditioned. So now your soul is no longer in control of your body. Your body responds and reacts to the outside. Your body responds to outside suggestions and cues and happenings instead of to your own self. See, that's a problem too. And then the other problem that you have, if you're like 99% of people, is after you fail, you go out in life, you become upset, you become irritated, you make the wrong move, you say the wrong thing, and then you hide in thinking. You hide in the imagination. See? And then when you're hiding in thinking and hiding in imagination, then you make more mistakes. So all of this has to be nipped in the bud so that you can start afresh with a clean slate, begin to live properly, and that's what my meditation is for. So please visit talktoapastor.org, try the meditation, read some of my writings, watch some of my YouTube videos. Could make a world of difference for you. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back, everyone. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome. I was talking about what your problem is. When I say your problem, I'm talking to 99% of people. And their problem is they get upset too easily. You get upset too easily. If you become, see, humans were not meant to become upset. Humans were not meant to be externally driven, externally motivated, externally directed. You sense that in your being. Even when you were a little kid, you wanted to do things yourself. Let me do it. See? And when people were telling you something, remember when you were a little child sometimes and people talked at you instead of to you? Or when you were a teenager, you wanted to cover your ears. You wanted to be able to try it on your own. You wanted to be able to see if you could do it without having someone tell you every move to make. See, it's very painful to have someone tell you every move to make. You want to be able to live. You want freedom. Freedom to do things and to, see? Well, see, that's freedom. Now, didn't Christ say you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free? He said that. Okay. Now, let's talk about how the truth can set you free. There's a lot of ways, but here's one way. I'm telling you the truth about your overreactivity, and I'm saying that you're disconnected from your inner ground of good, from your intuition, from the delicate inner guidance from the Creator. See, God gives animals instincts. He gives humans intuition. Now, for animals, it's perfectly natural to react, okay? To react to everything. That's what animals, it's perfectly natural. And then it becomes a conditioned response, stimulus response. That's perfectly natural for animals, but it's not for humans. Humans are supposed to be inwardly impelled. You're supposed to move out of principle, out of what you know is right in your heart, out of wisdom, out of common sense. Now, you know that's true. You know there's some of these, you know, experiments, stimulus response experiments and so on that go on, and you, when you read them, it gives you the creeps, because you know humans are much more than stimulus response animals. You know that we're spiritual beings. Yes, we are. We're spiritual beings. See, metaphysical beings. We're part heaven and part earth, part spirit and part matter. So yes, we do have bodies that get us from point A to point B, and we use our bodies for seeing and hearing, okay, and doing, but we also have a soul. Now, your soul, the proper authority for your soul is what you know in your heart. In other words, wordless guidance, intuition, insight, gut-level knowing, see? And that comes from God, from your Creator. Okay? So that you can, for every moment, if you're close to your intuition, that's what the meditations help you to do. My meditation helps you to find your intuition and then get close to it. You really ought to watch some of my YouTube. I've made a lot of YouTube videos on the topic. They're excellent. You should really watch some of those. But a lot of people feel a vague anxiety, a vague guilt or anxiety. They're not, somehow they know they're not living properly. And part of it is just the basic fact that you are reacting like an animal to outside the people, places, and things. Where you should be moving from within, inspired from within, motivated from within. See? Impelled from within by the delicate promptings of intuition, which we also know as conscience when we don't follow it. If you followed your intuition always, then we'd never become conscious. Okay? And people like Paul, people like Moses, Enoch, Elijah, see, Jeremiah, Isaiah, see, they had a rapport with their inner ground of good, and they walked with God. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. We're talking about how you can refine your intuition. See, which is very important for a lot of reasons. First of all, if you follow what you know is right in your heart, in other words, if you're close to your intuition and then you know in your heart what's right, okay, you know what's right or what's wise or what's the proper wise or what's the proper thing to do. You just sense it, okay, wordlessly. Well, if you don't doubt that, see, if you don't doubt it and then you just do what's wise, what's right, what you know in your heart, and then you have no conflict. And secondly, you don't have doubt, see, and then you don't have to second guess yourself. And you don't have to worry. If you do what's right, see, that's called living by faith. I just made a beautiful YouTube video on the subject of living by faith. I said living by faith means trusting your gut, or trusting your gut means living by faith. That's what living by faith is. Okay? Remember what I said, God gives humans intuition. Okay? So, if you trust what you know in your heart, and then you follow it. See, a lot of people, we know what's right. Okay, first of all, some people don't even know what's right. They're so far, they're so externalized. They're so hypnotized, they're so externalized. They become like stimulus response animals and they don't even know that they have intuition. And they're so far from it, they don't even know that it exists. They don't even feel it except perhaps as a vague anxiety. Okay? But then a lot of people are not too far from their conscience or their intuition, and they know in their heart, they kind of know what's right, but then they don't do it. See, instead they do what is face saving, or what is expedient, what seems to have the what's in it for me type of thing. What do you so it seems like you're doing something good for yourself when you do the expedient. But actually, you're not. See, if you did what was right, then it would pay off a lot of benefits, including you'd be a friend of God. But people are selfish, see, and then they do what they want to save face, or they want to do what brings pleasure, see. And the other thing, a lot of people have a pleasure monkey on their back. Now, the reason that they do is because, see, what happens is, when you react, remember I said humans are not supposed to react. We're supposed to move from with, be impelled from within. See, and then we respond to external happenings with patience and with wisdom. So when as I go about my life, do things, then once in a while there's something confronting me and I'm not sure what to do or which way to go. So I check with my intuition. I check with my intuition. And then I follow it. And if something comes to me to do or to say, then I do it. Or if nothing comes to me, then there's nothing I'm supposed to do. See? Or if there's an opportunity, I check with my intuition to see if it is restraining me. And if it doesn't, then I can take a step forward. Then I check with my intuition again. See? So I'm always just sort of quietly aware of what's right, what I know in my heart, and I look for that wordless guidance, okay? And so I live my life that way, from within, okay? And when I catch myself getting caught up in something, getting a little bit caught up in music or in a conversation or with some person, the temptation coming through some person, I notice that it's capturing my attention, see? And it's getting inside of my head, as the expression goes, then I notice that and I watch it. I stand back and I watch it until that passes, see? So that doesn't mean that I don't occasionally get my attention grabbed by something. It won't be long before my awareness makes me aware that my attention was grabbed, and then I'm back with mental distance, standing back from it. So that's how you have to live your life. Life is very subtle. Life is very subtle. Whether you go one way or another way can make all the difference in the world. See, and you know that's true with your partner and with your kids. In those delicate moments with your partner, with your kids, what you say and the timing and the expression on your face and the love that's in it or the lack of love that's in it makes all the difference in the world. So I would say that the best thing you can do is, for the time being, see, instead of spending all your energy struggling willfully, egotistically, in the dark, trying to solve your problems or sweep them under the carpet or get out of the, see, if you would take the time, take just a hundredth of that time to sit down and meditate and get centered, refine your intuition, see, that would be the time very, very well spent. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount. And you, a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the Secure PayPal button. Be sure to write down the web address because you may never hear me again. I'm only on 15 minutes once a week. You should try the meditation. Read some of my writings. Learn to be not so reactive. Learn to flow from within instead of reacting like an animal to the outside. You'll be a better husband, better wife, better parent, better neighbor, better worker, better everything, okay? Life could be oh so good, and life could be oh so sweet if you could just learn to flow from within instead of reacting to people, places, and things. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.